T-Mobile's network can help keep you connected to all your favorite podcasts when you're out and about. Whether you're an early bird looking to dive into a daily news podcast or a night owl who wants to catch up on the latest reality TV drama, T-Mobile will keep you connected on their strong and reliable network. T-Mobile covers more highway miles with 5G than anyone. So if you need great coverage, especially when you're on the go, check out T-Mobile. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/CY. That's SEEWHY.
Imagine you're looking at a balancing scale with everything you do for other people on one side and everything you do for yourself on the other side. If it isn't balanced, maybe it's time to spend a little more time on you. And therapy is a great place to start. BetterHelp connects you with a licensed therapist online who can help you find that balance and stick to it. Visit BetterHelp.com/positive to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp.com/positive.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
It's the JR Sport Brief show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. I hope you had a tremendous Monday. I'm going to be here with you for the next 3 hours. Thank you to every person who was able to tune in for hour number one. This show gets started every single weeknight at 10 p.m. Eastern Time, 7 p.m. Pacific. If you missed last hour, it's simple. Just hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. If you listen on the Odyssey app, thank you. If you're listening on your local CBS Sports Radio affiliate, thank you. SiriusXM 158, thank you. If you got a transistor radio, thank you. I just appreciate you. Man, you could be rubbing two twigs together with paper foil or tin foil, getting a radio station. Thank you. So however you do it, by any means necessary, I appreciate it. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. A big thank you to super producer and host Dave Shepard. He's coming to you live from New York City. And by the way, I had a great time up in New York over the weekend. I had a chance to hang out with the New York Red Bull soccer team. They held a unified soccer match, and it's basically you let people of all abilities just play soccer before the pros play. It's a lot of fun. And so you had a lot of athletes from Special Olympics New Jersey just going out there having a great time. So a big shout-out to the New York Red Bulls. A great event, a great game, a good stuff. We'll talk more about that another time. It's been a busy night so far. It's going to continue to be a busy night. If you missed the first hour of the show, we talked about some coaches. Monty Williams has already been fired. Who knows what will take place with Doc Rivers? Might wake up tomorrow and Doc Rivers might be given the boot because those Philadelphia 76ers are a bunch of quitters. And, like James Harden, seems like he's a quitter. Joel Embiid, I know he's the MVP. He didn't seem like he had any energy in him. It seems like his body quit. And here, a matter of fact, listen to a quitter. Hey, James Harden, you got a good relationship with Doc Rivers? This is what James Harden was asked, and listen to his response.
When you got here, you said that one of the reasons you wanted to come, if I'm not mistaken, was Doc. How has your relationship been with Doc, and would you like to see him back?
Our relationship is okay.
Okay. I don't think Doc Rivers is going to be joining James Harden on the way to a girls collection in Las Vegas. But Doc Rivers, let's see how long he keeps his job. And so we have even more to talk about, even more to discuss here over the next 3 hours. And if you're on your way to girls collection in Vegas, I hope you're taking a lot of money. Or just make Floyd Mayweather let you in for free. Anyway, Matt Ryan is going to CBS. He says he's not quitting, though. The Oakland Athletics, speaking of Vegas, the Oakland Athletics, they bought ballpark. Like, they bought land to build a ballpark in Vegas at the Tropicana. Victor Wembanyama is going to find out where he plays tomorrow. Lakers are going to play Denver, so we look forward to talking about that. Todd Bowles and Jalen Hurts, they both graduated. And so we got some positive things to talk about the rest of tonight. But I got to get this out the way first. Thank you so much to Jason Tatum for dropping 51 points yesterday. But before that game took place, something not shocking happened. Ja Morant was on Instagram with a gun. No, this is not deja vu. No, you did not experience this a few months ago. No, this is still May 15th, the year 2023. I'll say it again. Ja Morant was on Instagram Live with a buddy in the passenger seat of a vehicle with a gun again. This is like, where's Waldo for idiots with guns? Where's Ja? Is he in a strip club? Is he in a car? Where's Ja Morant going to be brandishing his gun next? Is he going to be at church? Where's he going next? And we know we got a gun problem here in the United States of America. And thank you so much to the people who actually, you know, are responsible with their weapons, who are, happens to be the majority of citizens. But it only takes one idiot to make a mistake, or not even make a mistake. It takes one idiot to change the fortunes of others, including themselves. And that's what's going on here with Ja Morant. That 8-game suspension, the loss of that Supermax, see, he missed out on. He's only getting $194 million instead of $233 because he didn't make an All-NBA team. Well, damn it, he might not see any of this money if he continues being, well, let me not say being, if he continues making dumb-ass decisions. Come on now. The man made, before his extension kicks in, if he can get to it, he only made $12 million this year. He missed about $700,000 of that with his 8-game suspension, where he went down to Florida and he talked about how he needs to do a better job dealing with stress and how he's a changed man. He met with Commissioner Adam Silver. He went to counseling. He talked about his treatments, his breathing techniques, all to come out and listen to Youngboy again and brandish a gun and Instagram Live for what? This guy doing? It was only a couple of months ago that he sat down with Jalen Rose on ESPN in what was just kind of a check-the-box moment. Talk to Jalen Rose, say I learned my lesson, say I won't do it again. Remember this?
You at the spot, Shotgun Willie's. I've been there. You are holding a gun. And we both know how dangerous that can be. Whose gun were you holding?
Well, the gun wasn't mine. It's not who I am. I don't condone any type of violence. But I take, full responsibility, for my actions. Made a, bad mistake. And I can see the image, that I painted, over myself, with my recent mistakes. But, in the future, I'm going to show everybody who Ja really is, what I'm about, and, change this narrative.
Oh, you showed us all right. You confirmed and doubled down on the fact that you got problems, you need help, and you've been making some dumbass decisions. There's a very good chance here that you might be a dumbass. And I'm not going to go ahead and paint this with the stroke of Ja Morant is stressed. Let's give him a hug. Let's get him into counseling. I said this months ago. He don't need to play basketball. He doesn't. Okay? I'd have no problem, and I said this months ago. I said there should be no reason that he plays the rest of the year. He came back. I actually saw him his first road game here in Atlanta against the Hawks. He played amazing. He came back. He played the rest of the season, and we saw what happened with this Grizzly squad. Between him and Dylan Brooks, it's a new era of Dumb and Dumber, except for one is definitely not coming back, and one is ruining his career in an even worse way. That would be Morant. He don't need to play basketball. He should have sat out the rest of the regular season, all of the playoffs. He should not have returned until October later this year. Take the whole damn offseason and get help. You know, really understand what you're missing. Lose and miss out on all your money. Don't go away to counseling for a week in Florida and come out with, you know, no haircut and saying, oh, yeah, guys, I changed. Look at me. He needs to miss the entire season. And the NBA is going to give him a smack of a suspension. But I don't know if it's going to be the whole year. But that's what it should be. Because this guy is screwing up his life. And not only is he screwing up his life, from the NBA's perspective, he's screwing up business. You can't have no superstar brandishing a gun for what? This is the NBA. This is not Rambo. This is not, the Predator. This is not Arnold Schwarzenegger. This is not John Wick. This is not anything. This is not a movie. It's basketball, man. It's basketball. And one thing that just makes no sense, and I don't know if people lack information, if they lack perspective. I will say it's a combination of both. The thought or the defense of Ja Morant of he's well within his Second Amendment right to have a weapon. Yeah, he is. He is. But that's not what he's getting judged on. He can have whatever weapon he wants if he has it legally. But you know what? It's a responsibility to actually be safe with it. And the criticism surrounding this guy isn't the fact that he has a weapon. It's that he's doing dumb-ass things. Like going on Twitter last year. Just threatening fans, threatening a fan on Twitter to just, you know, tell him it's free to see how a hollow tip bullet feels. That was Ja Morant to a fan on Twitter. Maybe you didn't remember that. This is also the same Ja Morant who, with his a couple of friends, or whatever the hell you want to call them, was accused of threatening a mall security guard. This is the same Ja Morant that 4 days later was accused of beating up a teenager on his property, and then Ja Morant saying, oh yeah, it was self-defense. This is the same Ja Morant, unfortunately, who with some Indiana Pacers, members of the Pacers, they felt that they were threatened by a gun where Morant was potentially involved. Listen, folks, where there is smoke, there's fire. And we've seen enough of the video evidence here. I don't know what this dude's issue is. I don't know if he's bipolar. I don't know what his stress level is. I also know and understand, because he has shown her enough, this guy has a daughter. This is a grown man with a child. Who the hell is making these type of decisions? Ja Morant needs to go away because he is already throwing his life away. He obviously has a problem. He obviously has an issue. I don't think it starts or stops with him just being stupid. He got some type of issue. I'm not a doctor. I'm not going to diagnose the dude. But he's doing a lot of stupid things, and he should, A, be punished for it, and then, B, he should go away and reevaluate what the hell is going on. We don't need the checkbox rehabilitation. But I'll tell you this, in the quote-unquote game of life, some people learn how to play the game. Some people never get in. Some people learn from the sidelines. And then some people just never learn. It doesn't matter how good your coach is. Doesn't matter what support system that you had. Some people just never learn. And for right now, Ja Morant has not learned. And if I am Adam Silver, I'm saying to myself, I spoke to the guy. Punished the guy. Gave him a chance and an opportunity. This is how you return the quote-unquote support that I tried to offer. Ja Morant is still only 23. But that's not an excuse. Ja Morant isn't a toddler. Ja Morant is not his daughter. Ja Morant is not someone sitting, you know, right on the edge of puberty. He's a grown man. He is a man with a family. That's the last time I looked. He has a mother and a father who raised him. He has a daughter. And what he doesn't have is a decent support group around him, because I guess he's in a new world that he wanted to adopt, one of stupidity. And so I don't think the NBA, they've made a mistake, and I hope they don't make it twice. Ja Morant should be gone the whole entire season. Because if you want to throw away $100, $200 million, if you want to throw away all the money that Nike has invested in you as their face, it's like, hey, we can't have Kyrie. Let's have Ja Morant. I mean, the Nike executives must be having a good old time up in Portland thinking about the guys that they've chosen recently. If you're throwing away, let's just say, $500 million on the table, and you're 23 years old, yeah, you got some issues. Being stupid is one of them. And not playing basketball for the rest of this year, or I should say the upcoming season, should give him enough time to look at his life and think about how he is screwing it up. The NBA screwed up the first time. Don't do it again. I'd sit him the whole year. The NBA won't do that. Probably give him half. He needs to think about his life. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Ain't about no damn court of law. It's not about a Second Amendment right. It's about a young man making dumbass decisions. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, I just want to say appreciate you taking my call, and love the show, and always respect your opinion.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Yep, it's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm glad that we had a beat down, a blow up, that we had a historic game from Jason Tatum on Sunday afternoon to take away from what broke before the game. And that's Ja Morant just on Instagram Live brandishing a weapon again after he was already punished for it. And he has an even bigger punishment coming. And I don't think he'll get the whole year, but that's what I would give him. Take some time off, man. You actually don't value your job. And so get your life together first. I think it was pretty much a sham, you know, what took place the first time, the 8-game suspension, being suspended indefinitely, returning, and doing the Jalen Rose interview, just to be doing the same thing again in a different location. There's a string of unfortunate events here with him and weapons, not just being caught with him, threatening fans on Twitter, and the incident with the Pacers and the mall and his house with the teenager. What is this? Like, Ja Morant must feel like he's in an episode of Power. Like, come on, bro. This is real life. 855-212-4CBS. 855-212-4CBS. Manny is calling from Flushing, New York. You're on CBS Sports Radio. Go ahead, Manny. Hey, Manny, you're live. Well, I guess Manny's not live. D is calling from the Bay Area. You're on CBS Sports Radio. What's up, D?
Hey, JR, man, I'm 52 years old, and I got to tell you, I wore out a couple transistor radios in my time.
I'm sure.
Hey, listen, I just want to say a few things. One, you're right. Feel good for Monty Williams. You know what I'm saying? He's out of there. That's good for him. Two, Ja, this goes out to you, man. I'm going to tell you something, man. There's some real killers out there. Okay? Teenagers and security guards, it's not it, man. There's some real dudes out there. And then I also want to ask you guys about this. Do you guys remember when Durant, Westbrook, and Harden were all on the same team back in the day?
I went to a finals, yes, lost to LeBron.
You know, some guys just ain't champions. And if you're an owner, you got to take that into consideration. Do you want to be entertaining or do you want to win a championship? Because if you want to win a championship, I guess you got to go get LeBron.
Well, the first thing is for the owners to make money. That's what they want to do first. And they're gonna do that even if they don't win a championship. That's the unfortunate part.
And some franchises, you know, really want to win, want to get the chip. So I'm interested to see which team signs Harden next, which team pays him next, because, you know, guys just don't change. But that's all I want to say, guys. Have a good night.
Thank you, D. Appreciate you for calling from the Bay. Yeah, well, yeah, whoever – I don't even know if that show still comes – The Biggest Loser. Shep, you familiar with that show, The Biggest Loser?
I'm familiar with it. People have called me that before, but the show, not so much.
Okay. Well, somebody calling you The Biggest Loser is inaccurate. Was that a show about money or food?
I'm pretty sure it's a competition to see who can lose the most weight.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I thought that's what it was. I didn't want to conflate that show with another one. But whoever signs James Harden, whoever decides to give this man a contract, they're going to be the biggest loser. I'd stay away from this man. I really would. 855-212-4CBS. It's 855-212-4CBS. Let's go to Alabama and talk to Cameron. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Hey, what's going on, man? Just wanted to say I love the show. I hear a lot of people talking about the punishment that Ja Morant got originally as a sham, or maybe it was just a slap on the wrist. I think we were just treating him like a man who was making millions of dollars every year, and you'd think that'd be enough of an incentive for somebody to get their act together, but I guess not. So I guess I was just curious to hear what you think would be a proper punishment this time. I heard you say about a year, but
yes.
I don't think that's going to even be enough. We gave him a chance to change, and it's just not happening.
Well, he was suspended 8 games. Like, a slap on the wrist? They basically patted him on the back and said, all right, man, just don't do it again. Like, a year? Set out a year. That's it. Because it's not just about this. And at this point, it's a string of events. It's not even about what just took place in the car or on social media again. And I guess whoever was in the car with him, I'm comfortable with calling him an idiot. They're on Instagram Live. And then he quickly pans to Morant, who decides to wave the gun. And whoever had the camera, his friend, was just like, oh, crap. And he kind of moved it away. Like, something went off in his head to go, oh, wow, I'm on Instagram Live. Ja Morant was just caught on in frame with a gun again, waving the gun, brandishing it, lifting it up to be seen. This is probably not a good idea. Ja Morant should just go outside and just, hey, give us, you go live. Hey, give us a movie. Give us a biography. Give us a day in your life. Just run around with a gun all day. I mean, that's what he's doing now. Come on. Deron is calling from Charlotte. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
Yeah, I just want to say, man, I think you are spot on about this kid, man. I mean, he's a young man, but he is just being irresponsible. He has the right to bear arms, but you have to do it in a responsible manner. And I think you want to teach a real lesson. And unfortunately, because I'm an African-American man, unfortunately, I hate to say this, but you're going to have to hit him in his pocket. And that's how you get across. That's what's important.
That's called missing a year. Thank you, Deron, for calling from Charlotte. Andrew's here from Washington. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, how you doing, man? You know, it's almost sad to see, man. Like, you know how many young kids are, like, watching him? And, like, you know, these superstars, they're role models to a lot of kids. And, like, you know, I'm from D.C., and you see in Southeast, like, there's shootings every single day. There you see young people getting shot and killed. And it's like, this guy's a role model for so many people. And when you see them, like, do something so stupid. I mean, you look at the NFL, and, like, the NFL, we got our gripes with them. But, like, you see Calvin Ridley, he suspended a year for gambling on games that aren't even his. And they suspend him. They say, you know what? You're done.
The integrity of the game. Yeah. Well, come on.
Yeah. It's like, and that's a year. And, like, for this guy to be brandishing a gun, you know, showing these young kids that, like, hey, this is okay. Like, you got to be a role model. You got to think. I know you're young. You're 23. I get it. I made stupid decisions when I was 23. But, like, you got to think out. Like, you got money coming your way that you got to hit him where it hurts. He has to have help. And, like, he has to understand that, like, if this is the life that he wants, then he can, you know, give it all up. And then that's just his prerogative. But, like, I mean, the guy's smart.
Andrew, you talk about him as a role model. He has a little girl. He has a baby. He got a kid.
I know. I have a 2-year-old. And, like, to think, like, you know, the doctor told me to stop smoking the other day, smoking a cigarette. And I was like, I got to stop. And, like, his daughter's going to grow up and is going to say, oh, dad's the guy with the gun in the video. Like, he's got to be better. And, like, I feel so bad for him because he's young. I get it.
Yeah.
But, like,
he, you know what? He can be stupid and have problems at the same time, which is why I believe he doesn't need to be out playing basketball. Work on your life, man. Do that part. Please. Johnny's calling from Atlanta. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show.
What's going on, Jay? I want to talk about Doc Rivers. I got 2 reasons why he should be back in the way he might not be back in Philly. First reason, game 6. Crunch time. Why you not feeding the ball to Joel Embiid? Second reason, Monte Williams is a free agent now. I'd rather have him.
Wait, who what?
Ain't the head coach of Philly? What's his name? Monte Williams?
Oh, no. The Suns head coach is Monte Williams.
Monte Williams, yeah. I'd rather have him. It's like, hey, I'd rather have him than Doc Rivers. And then the last day, I hear every clip come around with Jimmy Butler saying, Tobias Harris over me? Man, I bet Philly really regretting that right now.
Yeah.
That's all I got to say about that.
Well, thank you, Johnny. Appreciate you for calling from Atlanta. Appreciate him. I really do. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here on CBS Sports Radio. I have tons of appreciation to share amongst everybody. I'm going to leave the phone lines open. And then when we come back here, how about this? I got positive news. Not necessarily somebody brandishing a gun on social media. This is a special time of year for many people. It's graduation time. I'm going to show some love to 2 graduates in the NFL. I'll tell you who they are on the other side.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio. To the JR Sport Brief on CBS Sports Radio.
First time caller. Had to pull over to the side of the road just to make sure I didn't miss my opportunity. Want you to know that I appreciate your candor.
Call in now at 855-212-4CBS.
Hey, not everybody's running around outside making poor life decisions. We actually have people doing things to further themselves in life. Think about that. Maybe Ja Morant can take a page out of these two guys' books. And one of them, you could probably even say, he's a peer. Okay? You could say that they're in the same age group and bracket. How about they're only a year apart? Ja Morant is 23 years old. Oh, he's young. He's stupid. He's still young. Oh, he's young. Jalen Hurts is 24 years old. Jalen Hurts, the man who just got a 5-year, $255 million contract extension, Jalen Hurts just got his master's degree in human relations from the University of Oklahoma. That's a big deal that he would even bother. I think it says a lot about him. And you can sit around and go, oh, he got a degree in HR? Well, how many classes did he actually take? Man, there's something about somebody who wants to max out what they're doing in life in a positive way. And he deserves love and credit for that. And then you got Todd Bowles. Yes, Todd Bowles, current head coach of the Buccaneers. Regardless of how you feel about him as a head coach, this is a man who went to Temple, finished up at Temple 37 years ago to go into the NFL, played about six, seven, 8 years, went into coaching, started off with HBCUs, was at Morehouse and Grambling on the coaching staffs, and then he got his first NFL job as the Jets secondary coach. He becomes defensive coordinator, works his way up with the Cards, gets that job with the Jets, has to take a step back here with the Bucks. Todd Bowles' mom, she passed away in 2009. She asked the only thing for him to do to go forward and get his degree. That's it. These are words that John Morant should pay attention to. He delivered this speech, and Todd Bowles, he got his bachelor's degree in youth and community development from Mount St. Mary's. That's up in Maryland. He said, I stuck with it, and here I am at 59. You're never too old to stop learning. You stop learning, and you get old. You get old when you stop learning. So I say to you, class of 2023, the future is yours. Take it, grab it, run with it. Be excited, be excited. Every now and then, come back and thank your parents. That was the message that Todd Bowles delivered to his fellow graduates now that he picked up his bachelor's degree. So with all the nonsense and craziness going on, congratulations to Todd Bowles and Jalen Hurts. And a matter of fact, Jalen Hurts, he got his bachelor's in 3 years at the University of Oklahoma. And then we know he transferred over, He got his bachelor's still at Alabama. We know he transferred to the University of Oklahoma, and that's where he just picked up this master's. And part of the ceremony, they shared. This was the message to Jalen Hurts. This was his introduction. Take a listen.
Representing the power of potential, right? The opportunity to know your degree and how much it matters. Returning to Norman tonight is a former OU player who even has one of the biggest stars in the NFL, and I'll add even better verses, recognize the absolute importance for him to earn his master's degree. Because he not just played at the University of Oklahoma, tonight he becomes a graduate, a master's graduate from the University of Oklahoma. He's graduating with a master's of human relations. And I will now ask Dean Rebell to come forward and to help present this degree. He couldn't make it tomorrow, so we're going to award it right now. Please join me in congratulating Philadelphia Eagles superstar and former OU quarterback Jalen Hurts.
Yeah, good for him, man. Congratulations. I like when people max out with what they're trying to do. We got a bunch of lazy-ass bums all over the world. People who have opportunity in front of them and waste it or don't take advantage of the resources that are there in front of them. And so I appreciate what Jalen Hurts has done, doing for himself, for the people around him, and I appreciate Todd Bowles for what he's doing. And his words are so correct. You're never too old to stop learning. You stop learning and you get old. You get old when you stop learning. The future is yours. Take it, grab it, run with it. Thank you, Todd Bowles. 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4CBS. Larry is calling from Cleveland, Ohio. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, this is Mr. Rodriguez again. Glad to speak to you, too. And I'm glad that you said that, but I want to actually, before I go on a rant, towards the person with the weapon.
Okay.
I would like to say I'm proud of those individuals that finished their education. I'm proud of Mr. Hertz, what he does. And I believe if it's human relations, he could be going into working with special needs children or whatnot. And I'm very proud of him. But Mr. Rant, here we go. Think about, this is the message I got for you. Think about what your parents went through trying to raise you, putting you into school, getting you out of the low-income situation that you were living in South Carolina. Think about your background. Think about what you went through as growing up as a child, as being in poverty. I'm a person with disabilities that's living under poverty, and I have two jobs, and I don't do stupid things. I don't hang out with the wrong crowd, and that's probably it. If he's hanging around with the wrong crowd, and he's not thinking about the consequences when he's brandishing weapons and whatnot. But what I say is that he needs to look up at us, look up Special Olympics, get involved with people with positive influences in his life, and hear this message. Come to Cleveland and see me. I'll tell you the same thing I'm telling you on the radio.
Yeah,
let's make my decision.
Yeah, he definitely needs positive influence, and I think he's at the point of life. And thank you, Larry, for calling from Cleveland. Man, it ain't coming. Not from his family, not from whoever he has in his employ. It's not coming. He needs a reality check. Even the events that took place dating back to March haven't really shown that. Adam is calling from Toronto. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
Hey, JR, I really appreciate you taking my call, man. Look, I'll try to keep this quick. I'm 23 myself, and if someone came up to me and said, if I had a daughter, look, man, you have an opportunity to set you, your daughter, and your daughter's daughter up for life with financial freedom. You know, you gotta be a man, and you gotta man up and realize that you have to do this for your daughter, especially with Jaw's talent, man. All he has to do is just behave himself and go out and ball, because he's got all the talent in the world, and you know, he has this opportunity, this once in a lifetime opportunity to set his whole generation up financially freedom. And you know, he's got to stop acting like a little boy, man. And I hate to bring this situation up because it's a completely different situation, but you just take a look at what Delonte West has been through, man, with substance abuse, you know. And it's, You got to be careful, man, and eventually the world stops catering to you, and you don't want to end up like that. And I would hate to see a young man end up like that, especially now that he has a family. So, you know, like, Jaw, just get to rehab, man. Do whatever it takes, but man up, because now you got a family and you have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and you cannot pass up on this, man. That's all I got to say, JR. I really appreciate what you and Chef put together every night, man. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Adam. Appreciate you. Let's go to Baton Rouge, Louisiana, talk to Thomas. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. Go ahead, Thomas.
Hey, JR. Look, first time calling. Look, I'm going to put a different spin on this thing. Personally, this is my personal opinion. Some issues going on with this guy. If you look at what's going on in Iowa State, they just dismissed the guy with mental illness. Then they had Royce White, first-round draft pick of the Rockets. And that's what I think is going on. I think that's how it's going to play out. I think his dad might be on the silent mode, because if that's the case, his dad can't do nothing about it. When you deal with mental illness, and I had a chance to sit in sessions as not me dealing with it, but being a related to someone, and that's some consultation needed for us. Right? And one of the things that they say is, listen, and this people sitting down and who dealing with it, one lady said, her father's her best friend, but how she's treated him in some situations, she said she can't take it back. She wish she could, but she couldn't control it. So I think the guy's dealing with something, and just like Pac-Man John said on the interview, he knew he had issues when he was in the league. But he
Thomas.
Said because of the medication would slow him down,
Thomas.
He would not – go ahead.
I don't what you're saying, I don't even think is a matter of opinion. I think at this point it is factual. I don't think what you're saying is anything different than anyone else's. Maybe people are piling on a little bit too hard and just calling him a jackass, a dumbass, which I think
right.
he is.
That's my point.
But I think the idea is, yeah, we know he has issues. What they are – he knows. The NBA knows. His doctor knows. He knows. What they are, he does. And that's why he needs to disappear. He don't need to worry about basketball. And basketball also doesn't need to be a safe haven for him. Look, playing in the NBA isn't the birthright for anybody. The NBA is a business. The NBA operates as a business. It's not here to run charity, albeit they have many events and NBA cares, etc. It's not a charity for the players. It's not come one, come all, let's all play basketball. It's a business. This is a business that's worth and generates billions upon billions of dollars. It's one of the most successful entities on planet Earth. This man is screwing it up, yes, because he has problems. Whatever those problems are, he needs to be extracted from it because he's being blinded by it. This man has the world at his fingertips because of what he does with a basketball. What's your identity, Ja Morant, if there's no basketball? What's your stream of revenue? How you making income? How you making money if it wasn't for basketball? What happens if your decisions have basketball remove you? What are you doing next? You got a Nike deal? You have any of this? No, you don't. And so let's cut the crap here, man. He don't need to be playing basketball. He needs to focus in on life. Wayne is calling from Florida. You're on CBS Sports Radio.
JR, my man, how you doing? Much love. Appreciate the show.
Thank you, Wayne. You got to go quick. We're up against the break.
Absolutely, man. I want to get back onto that graduation stuff with Jalen and Coach Bowles. Man, it's incredible to see two people on two different spectrums of the age groups to go through something like that. I'd like to shout out my wife and my nephew, which are in the same boat doing the same thing. And I'll end it right there. Let's stay positive, man. Good night.
That's right. Thank you, Wayne, for calling from Florida. And a big shout out to everybody out there graduating. It's not an easy thing to do. It's not an easy thing to sit down. It's not always an easy thing to finance. It's not an easy thing to sit down and do the work. And so if you've been in a position to move forward and whatever, whether it's high school or GED or a degree, a bachelor's, associate's, a master's, damn it, if you are bettering yourself, good on you. You don't always need a piece of paper to do it. If you're out there rocking it, God bless you. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on CBS Sports Radio. I'm going to get some more of your calls. And we got an NFL quarterback. He's trying to bet himself. I'll tell you about it. Don't move.
Your points are worth more than you think. This first-class flight to Tokyo, you can book it in your credit card portal for 1.4 million points. Yowzers. With PointMe, you could redeem just 120,000 points for that same flight. Now that's more like it. PointMe gets you 6 to 12 times the value for your points. Your credit card points are worth more than you think. PointMe. Better flights. Fewer points.
Get started today at point.me. That's point.me.
Get some damn sleep. Go get a Serta, people. America's most recognized brand of mattress. American made, Michigan made, and always the highest quality. Check out the entire lineup of mattresses at over 150 retailers in the metro area. Closeouts, the iComfort series in the closeout event. Go to Serta.com to find a retailer near you. Buy today, get delivery within a week. No waiting around or sold out nonsense. Get some rest. Get a Serta.
This is Flea for This Little Light, a podcast about falling in love with music. I started a nonprofit music school about 20 years ago called the Silver Lake Conservatory of Music. The reason that I started doing this podcast was music education. I'll be speaking with Rick Rubin, Thundercat, Stuart Copeland, Margot Price, Corey Henry, Cynthia Erivo, Sheila E., and Patti Smith.
Please listen and follow This Little Light, a presentation of Cadence 13 on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.